We bring in Danny West of hogsports.com. Jason and Bryant, hang on. We'll get to you in just a second. Danny, good afternoon. How are things?
Doing good, man. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. It sounds like that Brett Bielema has been, he's been racking up the frequent flyer miles.
Yeah, he's been a little bit everywhere. Late last week, was actually out in Hawaii. Then, of course, this week he goes back out west. Last night did a couple of in-homes in Arizona. So, yeah, he's been all over the place. And that's kind of a refreshing deal, after seeing the last coach. And I'm definitely not talking bad about him in any way because he is a fantastic coach, one of the best in the country. But really didn't hit the road like you're seeing Coach B doing right now. So it's kind of a cool deal. And looks like the reception has been going pretty well so far.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're talking about Petrino, but the relationship that Coach Bielema seems to have is more of an open-door policy with these kids that you would think that he's going to have a better relationship, or just kind of the first impression it seems like is going to be better.
Yeah, I would think so. I'll give you an example that maybe you guys have heard about this week. On Sunday, 4-star defensive tackle Josh Frazier here in Springdale actually spent a few hours on Arkansas's campus for an unofficial visit. And he said when he got to the parking lot, the first person that came out and greeted him and his mother was Coach B. And, of course, they thought they were just there for a quick meeting. Hey, how you doing? This is where we stand. But, no, it turned into a 4-hour visit where he carries them around the whole campus and introduces them to everybody. So, that's a big hit with kids. Another example, Reeve Kohler last week. He goes out to Hawaii and visits Kohler, big 4-star offensive guard. And Kohler's got a 3-year-old sister that he told me that this little girl never talks to coaches, very shy, very scared of coaches when they come in. But Bielema gets down on the floor and plays with her for hours. So he's been a big hit in the living rooms and with parents so far.
That's good to hear. Seems like he's making a couple of inroads. Denny, let's go to Jason and Bryant real quick. Jason, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime, and thanks for holding.
Yeah, I called in for about recruiting, but I guess I'll ask a recruiting question after I mention this. I was going to see I sent you a link on the NFL fullback from Arizona. I guess his name is Reagan Mauer.
I did see something about that he said that he had seen her.
Yeah, he says Tui Asasapo, I guess, introduced him in like 2011 to this Cuckoo girl, or Lene Cuckoo. He said that they had a relationship before Manti. So he says he met her. So who knows? I mean, I guess this guy had a girl act like her for a while or something. I don't know. But I thought that was hilarious that this guy had a relationship with her, too. So there's no telling how many other people this guy fooled.
Yeah, because, the girl he was talking to was a real person. So who is that?
I don't know. I haven't got the place.
Yeah.
The story I sent y'all, it talks a little bit about it, but it doesn't say. It says he met her. It says he got to see her, hang out with her, and he helped her. And he had a shoulder for her to cry on when her father passed away and all kinds of stuff. But like I said, that was an NFL football player. I guess he just got kicks out of making them look silly, goofy. I don't know what it was. But like most people say, I think it's almost impossible Manti didn't know. Recruiting question, I guess would go, I'm going to ask Danny about Dan Skipper. Last week I called in, I thought we had a really good shot at him, but like you mentioned today, I saw you mention it about how he's leaving Arkansas, going straight to Ohio State, and then visiting Ole Miss next weekend. That doesn't really bode well for Arkansas. Do you think, in my opinion, that he doesn't have time to like sit back and think about how much he enjoyed the Arkansas visit since he's going straight to Ohio State? And it's kind of be like, not that they're going to run in together, but just when he thinks about it, he's going to be like, oh, this, and then goes straight to Ohio State. And be like, yeah, we did that there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really hard to leave a lasting impression when you get here on a Thursday and no one else is visiting yet, and he actually made it in about, an hour and a half ago, I guess. So he's here now, and like you said, it's a tough spot to be in because he jumps straight back on a plane and heads to Ohio State on Saturday, another really impressive place, obviously. So you worry about that. You would much rather be in Ole Miss's spot, and, of course, they get him on campus next weekend. So, just an unfortunate time slot, but, you have to do the best with what you've got, and I'm sure Arkansas is going to try to blow him away while he's here, but I'm with you on that, Jason. I think it's a difficult spot to be in.
Yeah, that being said, what do you prefer? What would you prefer, a student athlete coming to your program first or coming to your program last on the visit list?
Me personally?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the best situation is to make the best impression?
I've always thought the later the better. But, of course, you know, on most kids, you've been recruiting them, you know, all year, sometimes 2 years. So it's a little bit different on Skipper. He was recruited by a couple of former Tennessee coaches who are now on Arkansas staff. So he really knows very little about Arkansas, the university, the program, as opposed to a kid who, you've been spending time with for a year. But so I don't know. I would rather have a late visitor. That's just me personally. But in this situation, maybe it works out because maybe Arkansas just blows him away. But again, I go back to, boy, you're leaving straight here and going straight to Ohio State and then to Ole Miss next week. Like Jason said, it's just hard to leave that lasting impression. He's not going to have a whole lot of time outside of sitting on a plane and thinking about the Arkansas trip, in my opinion.
Danny West of HogSports.com joins us here on Overtime along the Buzz Radio Network. If you've got a question for him, you can send us some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. You can also call 1-800-477-1037 or 433-1037. Danny, a big recruiting weekend, the first big official visit weekend of Brett Bielema's tenure at Arkansas. Talk about some of the guys that will be coming in this weekend.
Yeah, bringing in 12 kids this week, seven of which are already committed. And, of course, they're hoping to kind of team up on those other five who haven't yet made a decision. And, obviously, the big one this week is Alt Tenpenny, North Little Rock running back, Alabama commit. So the hope is that you bring in all these committed kids and kind of put them to work trying to flip Alt, to be honest with you. I know just as much as you do at this point on what he's planning on doing. He told me last night that, hey, if I get up there and feel comfortable and my parents feel comfortable, then, hey, you never know what can happen. That was his exact words, actually. So we'll see. You know, he's really given us no reason to doubt or really even looking into his Alabama commitment. He's been very solid so far. So we'll see if Arkansas can pull a rabbit out of their hat, but it's going to be a tough deal, I would assume.
And he would,
just a few weeks left.
And Alt was in Tuscaloosa last weekend, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, he was. Just got back from his official last week. Went very well, was very impressed, obviously, with everything that's going on for them down there right
sure.
Now. It'd be hard to not be impressed, I guess.
So, how did his in-home go with Coach B?
Well, Coach B hasn't had an in-home with Alt yet.
Okay,
he's saving that for later. A couple of coaches,
Coach Thomas.
Yeah, Coach Thomas and Coach Cheney actually went down last night, and Alt told me it was kind of disappointing for him because he wasn't able to spend very much time with the coaches. He actually had just gotten out of track practice, got home. The coaches were already there, and he was able to spend about 30 minutes with them. And then he had to get ready and go to the Landers Award last night. So he was kind of disappointed that he wasn't able to spend a little more time. But the 30 minutes he did get with him, he seemed really impressed with Coach Thomas in particular. He said he's looking forward to getting up here and learning, you know, a little more about the coaches.
Let's go to John. John, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, how you doing? Reason I'm calling, I couldn't help but overhear, you know, they're talking about Manti Te'o. I'm actually a Fighting Irish fan from South Carolina. I'm listening to y'all show. And I was wondering, that fullback from Arizona, y'all said, that had a relationship with the same girl?
Well, I don't know about the relationship. What I saw CBSSports.com
is reporting it as well.
That he had met her once is what I saw.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Jason said CBS Sports, but I saw something on Deadspin that said he had met her once.
I got you. I mean, because it's actually took me for a tailspin because you hear so much and you don't know what to believe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really don't.
There's a lot more information.
The doubt, but I believe in the next few days, next 48 hours, we're going to hear a lot more about it.
Here's the thing, John, is he had an interview scheduled with Jeremy Schapp, no relation,
yep.
that we know of. And they called that off.
Yep.
So is he trying to come up with another story before he sits down, or what? If the facts are the facts, why not sit down and say, okay, here are the facts. Here's what happened.
You're right. And I'm going to tell you, me and my friends, we've talked about it, and we come up with maybe the conclusion that, hey, if he even did know about it and he knew that this hoax was going on, maybe it was to try to help out the Heisman. I'm a Notre Dame man. I mean, through and through. But
and, John, I was going to get into that later in the show today. Awards.
I mean, you know, you look at it like this here. You could say, well, hey, maybe he's doing this because he knows how great of a statistical year the Manziel's having. And maybe if people feel sorry for him, they might vote for a true defensive man.
Yep.
Okay. But on second hand, you know, it just, I really don't know what to say about it, because then maybe the kid didn't know nothing. You know, I mean, it just, it's one of the things we'll know more about here in the next few days, I figure.
Yes, we will. John, thanks for the call.
Thank you for your time.
Let's go to Charles in North Little Rock. Charles, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
You mean offensive linemen, they're going to probably recruit?
Offensive linemen, Danny.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Offensive linemen.
How many offensive linemen are they going to try to recruit or sign this year?
Okay, yeah, I would say right now you've already signed one with junior college, John McClure. I would say they're looking at least three more, possibly even four. You know, you've got 12, 13 more spots left to fill, and I could easily see four more being signed for a total of five. They're on a lot of different offensive linemen, sending out a lot of new offers and going on the road and trying to get in-home visits with these guys right now. So new names are coming around just about daily. So, I think that's a big priority for them in this class.
How about running backs?
Running backs?
Yeah.
It looks like one, but, you know, if you can get two of the guys that you really want, say an Alt Tenpenny and an Alex Collins, you're just about not going to turn those type of guys away. But right now it looks like one running back would make them happy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Charles. And, appreciate the call.
And, Danny, you said Alt Tenpenny will be there this weekend. Who are some other recruits that have not committed to Arkansas or have committed somewhere else that are coming up this weekend?
Yeah, Dan Skipper, like Jason and I talked about, his visit started today. He's actually listed as kind of a soft verbal to Tennessee. And let's go to Dominique Alexander, Oklahoma safety.
Real quick, Danny, what's uh-huh? Skipper's height and weight?
He's right at 6'10", 295. He's a really big kid.
6'10"?
Offensive tackle, right?
Right, correct.
Wow. Matt, only you could throw over him.
That's wild. Who were the other guys you said?
Yeah, Dominique Alexander. He's actually a former Arkansas commit. Looks like he's going to give Arkansas, the new staff, another look. So we'll see what happens there. Haven't been able to get Dominique on the phone today. So can't really confirm that he's coming, but he is on our list, and we're expecting him. So and then you go to Reeve Kohler, big offensive lineman that Coach Bielema did a in-home visit with last week. Chances are very high that he's going to be a Razorback right now. Things look very solid there. And then finally, Sam Hill. He's actually kind of a cool story on Sam Hill. He's an Australian punter who went to junior college in California, got several nice offers, Arkansas, Miami, these type of schools, but has heard nothing but great things about Arkansas and actually tried to commit a couple of weeks ago. And they, of course, the new staff, knew very little about him. So they want to bring him in, learn a little more about him and his background, and kind of go from there. But he's a guy, if they want him, they'll definitely get him.
Are there any players that are considered athletes right now that we don't know exactly what position that they're going to play? What are some just athletes that are going to be there this weekend?
No true athletes. I think you'll see a couple of those guys come in next week. A guy like Marcus Davis down in Delray Beach, Florida. He's a guy that's really high on Arkansas coach Charlie Partridge right now. Just got off the phone with his coach at Delray Beach, and he's a guy to look for. Donovan Jones is a Missouri commit. He was actually on campus earlier this summer, 6'2", 190 guy out of Hampton, Georgia. He took an unofficial up here this past summer, and obviously still a little bit of interest there, so we'll see what comes of that. And then, let's see here, DeMarcus Ayers. You're starting to get into Texas a little bit, Lancaster, Texas. He hasn't set an official visit date yet, but he's really hoping for an offer and, of course, an official invite to come up here and check things out. And he's a guy you could definitely get, in my opinion.
Danny, when you look at the staff, and obviously George McDonald is no longer a part of it, but Barry Lunney Jr. comes in. He's a guy that was a former Razorback quarterback, had some great wins, a high school coach in the state of Arkansas. He's also coached at the collegiate level, so he's no stranger to recruiting and everything. Talk about the addition of him and the loss of McDonald on Bielema's staff.
Yeah, the loss of McDonald, in my opinion, was a pretty significant blow. I mean, you just got this great recruiter, top 25 recruiter, according to most experts, and all of a sudden he's offered a promotion elsewhere. So that stung a little bit. But, you know, a couple weeks before that, you actually lost a pretty good Arkansas connection with Tim Horton. So you try to replace that with another Arkansas guy. I know Coach Lunney is very well respected in this state, knows a lot of people, and so we'll see how he does. I know he's got the collegiate experience, and you know, he's young, energetic, won't mind getting out and recruiting the state and the surrounding areas. So I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing what he's capable of.
We had a caller yesterday talk about some other coaches, and one of them brought up Anthony Lucas. Could you see Anthony Lucas being a receiver coach up there at Arkansas?
I don't know. I think that's an intriguing name right there. I mean, obviously knows what it means to be a Razorback, and, you know, obviously would probably be a pretty popular guy with young guys. So I haven't heard of any action going on there, but yeah, I could see where people would be interested anyway.
Yeah, I mean, in-state connections.
Yeah.
And I've known Anthony since I was a 10th grader in high school. And like you just said, his ability to connect with young people and build those type of relationships, I really think would be big for in-state recruiting.
Yeah, and I think anyone who's ever met Luke would tell you he's a very impressive guy, very well-spoken, extremely smart and funny, has great personality, and hey, he's been there. I mean, he set records here. So, yeah, very popular guy within state lines, that's for sure.
Danny, how do you think this weekend will be different from weekends before? And I know you can't talk to the coaches about what goes on. You can only talk to the athletes. I guess you'll get a better feeling and a better idea after this weekend's over when you talk to them about what they experience, things like that. But with Brett Bielema as head coach as opposed to Bobby Petrino as head coach?
Well, I think it's I don't know. I think it'll be a little more laid back probably for the kids. And, you know, Petrino could be a pretty intimidating guy. Didn't really spend a whole lot of time with the kids. And again, I'm not trying to knock Coach Petrino. He's a fantastic coach and has his own way of doing things. But I'm sure it would be a little more laid back with Coach B in charge, and I'm sure they'll have a good time. The interesting thing going into this weekend is that so many of these committed guys, in my opinion, are coming in to and really it boils down to Al T. Tenpenny, trying to flip him. You got a North Little Rock native and Martrell Spate, who's actually held off on taking his official visit, even though he signed already. He'll be coming in this weekend. I'm sure they'll team him up with Al T and let them kind of talk things out.
Danny, as always, we appreciate it. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week, and tell the catfish hole to get ready.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.